Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Sanjay. You know, it feels like we're all back in this never-ending waiting game, right? Just when we thought life might return to normal, it just feels like an endless wait. And this got me thinking about a recent conversation I had with psychology professor Kate Sweeney.
We think that really one of the things that makes waiting so hard is it combines two really unpleasant things. One is not knowing what's coming, and that's the uncertainty. And the other is not having a lot or any control over what is coming. And both of those are existentially difficult.
According to studies, those undergoing a very stressful waiting period reported having disrupted sleep. They drank more alcohol, they ate worse, they were exercising less, and we know all of that can lead to serious problems. But here's the thing. Sweeney also says that we actually have more control than we might think. And she shared some great tips on how to make the waiting more worthwhile.
So when I've asked people, what do you do to make waiting easier? The by far most common answer is find some way to distract myself. And in fact, it was that very set of responses that set my lab on the course of studying flow, which I think of as kind of an exquisite distraction. It's different for everyone what gets you into a flow state, but something that kind of challenges you, pushes you a bit, but not too far. Those tend to be the activities that work best. But, you know, that could be baking, gardening. For me, it's data analysis. That's probably not a common one, but tends to be my best option. Doing puzzles, you know, any number of things can create that feeling of flow. And one of the great side effects of flow is that it makes time feel like it's passing more quickly, and it reduces our kind of ability to think about anything else except what we're doing. And so that can be, as you might imagine, really helpful when worry is the enemy, when it's keeping you up at night, when it's keeping you from focusing on what you're doing. If you can quiet that down, all the better.
I'm glad to hear you say that. You know, I mean, it's interesting because I do, like, just when it comes to games on the phone or solitaire or things like that, I've always been of two minds on it. I do feel that is a waste of time, right? Well, what am I doing? I'm accomplishing nothing here, but it may have a role. Maybe it helps get me in that flow state, and maybe it helps alleviate some of the worry, you know, distracts me, whatever it may be. What do you do when it's clearly a long period of time that you have to wait and it has kind of put your life on hold? There's a lot that you can't do. Any strategies or tips on how to best sort of handle that kind of waiting?
Yeah, so I tend to suggest essentially a sort of three-step process in coping with waiting periods and with worry more generally. One, you know, kind of step one is make sure that there isn't anything you kind of should be doing to, in the case of waiting for some kind of news, let's say, to ensure a better outcome. So, you know, if you have, let's say, a persistent worry about cancer, okay, well, don't just wait around to get cancer. See if there's things you could be doing with your lifestyle, for example, or with screening that might make it more likely that you'll get a better outcome. Another possibility is to plan ahead. So you can think about, okay, do I have everything in place to be able to be away, you know, at the hospital for a period of time? You know, what do I know my health insurance? Do I know my options? So you can kind of think ahead, get your ducks in a row, essentially. And that's not necessarily, you know, preventative, but at least it feels like you're getting a little control back when you do that kind of planning. And so that's helpful. It can also be helpful to think ahead to maybe the potential benefits of a bad outcome. So, you know, if you're waiting to find out if you passed an exam, we find in our research that if you can think about, well, okay, you know, obviously I want to pass, but if I fail, maybe some good will come of it. That can be a very comforting thing to do and actually is helpful down the road if the bad outcome occurs.
Ironically, when Professor Sweeney and I spoke, I was actually 15 minutes late for the interview. So I gotta say, sorry again, Professor, for making you wait. Waiting is stressful, no two ways about it. But if we can apply some of these tips in our own lives, maybe the uncertainty won't feel so bad. Thanks for listening. Next week, I'm gonna be back with season 3 of Chasing Life. We're gonna be looking at the power of the brain when it comes to all things big and small in our lives.
I hope you'll join us.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.